Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. And now, from the Suburban Home Care Studios, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
A good day, great day, and new day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. You want to stay right here on AM 560 for my show today. We will be discussing bystander behavior, a topic related to bullying, hazing, sexual abuse and assault, alcohol and drug abuse, discrimination, and everyday life issues. A conversation that you do not want to miss. And I think it was last summer, I was at an outdoor market in Wisconsin, and from the back I saw a man shove a child that slid and fell into the gravel ground. And in that moment, it became so silent in the immediate area, you could hear a pin drop. The woman next to me said, "Did you see that?" And I said, "How could you not?" And the sad news is that no one did or said anything to this man. And the even sadder news is I saw the child and the man from the front a few minutes later and realized that the child was mentally handicapped, which made me feel even worse. And I was questioning myself as to why I did not say anything, wondering what stopped me from intervening to let the man know that what he did was completely unacceptable. My first guest is going to talk about bystander behavior and why inspiring others to take it up a notch by becoming educated and empowered to make a difference and even taking it a further step by becoming an everyday hero may be our answer. Mike Dilbeck is a founder, president, and speaker of Responsibility Project. Welcome, Mike, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm just thrilled.
Well, I am just as thrilled to have you. You are up to such a noble and inspiring cause. And I'd like for you to let my listeners know what the Responsibility Project is.
Right. I'm thrilled to do so. Responsibility Project is a national initiative to empower people, all ages of people, all, you know, aspects of life. I mean, no matter what role you play in life and aspects you play in life, you know, what age you are in life, it is to empower you to intervene in problem situations like the one you just described, your personal story, and therefore be what I call, well, the phrase that we've coined kind of called the everyday hero. And I'll explain more about that in a minute. But it really is just to empower ourselves to intervene in those moments of time that we all have in our lives, whether it be somebody's life is in danger or somebody just says something inappropriate, you know, where you hear an inappropriate joke or a comment made to somebody, that you have that thought between those two ears of yours, ours, you know, we all do this. I should do something here. I should say something. Yet many times, and really too many times, we don't.
And is that where your Everyday Hero campaign completely inspires me? And as of yesterday, you told me you had 1,800 Everyday Heroes. What is this about?
We launched the, along with our new website, as part of the Responsibility Project. So the Responsibility Project is the overall initiative. But as part of that overall initiative, we have the new Everyday Hero campaign. And that launched along with our new website. And we'll say the website probably a lot of times, but we'll say it right here. It's RA Project, which stands for Responsibility Project. So it's raproject.org. And you can find out all about the Everyday Hero now campaign. And it's really focused on taking the Everyday Hero pledge. And that is just to live your values, to have your values be your compass in life. Because we all have values. Now, whatever our respective values are, you know, we all have values around compassion and taking care of each other and love and friendship and service and generosity and, you know, just and sympathy, you know, just caring for each other. And when you have those values run the show of your life, you will intervene. You will do something. You will say something. And in that moment, for somebody, you'll be a hero. Like, if you would have done something, you're not bad that you didn't, because you're, you know, we as human beings just don't. So I'm not, you know, justifying anything, but I'm also acknowledging to everybody that's what we do as human beings. It doesn't make us bad, awful, wrong people to not live out our values. But we miss those opportunities to be what I call an everyday hero, which is just an everyday, average, ordinary person like you, like me, doing something heroic for somebody else, for an organization, or for an issue we care deeply about. So in that moment that, you know, I love the story that you told, you know, you had an opportunity to intervene in a situation you very well could have, and I'm not saying this to make you feel worse, okay? But you could have, I mean, you're not bad that you didn't, but you could have, or somebody could have, been that kid's hero.
Absolutely. The effect, what I find so interesting, Mike, is the effect of how so many other people are affected. Like in that moment, nobody did anything. Everything got silent. And the feelings that went through the crowd was just, and nobody did anything. So that's what I find really interesting. I have a question, though. What inspired you to create the Responsibility Project and Everyday Hero Campaign?
Well, I don't have this thing figured out, you know, either. I mean, I'm just a human being like anybody that's listening to this program, like you. You know, I'm just going through this, you know, being a human being like all of us. And I just started, you know, I produced a video 4 years ago. It just kind of plopped in my lap. And, I've produced videos and films for the last 23 years. And I would typically just produce a video and distribute it, you know, and debut it. And then I would go on and do the next one. Whoever would hire me, I'd do that video for them. This particular video that I put together really captured me in a way that no other video ever did. And it captured my heart. It captured my passion. It let me really get for myself, this is an opportunity to what I call empower the 80% of human beings that do not cause problems. They're not out there pushing, you know, a kid into the gravel. They're not out there, you know, jeopardizing people's lives. They're not out there making inappropriate comments. 80% of us don't. Now, I don't have any data to support that statistic. I'm just using it for example. You know, but this is to empower the 80% of us who don't cause the problems, but we also don't stand up to the 20% of human beings that do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we let them get away with what they get away with. While we're all thinking about it, like you said, that crowd, there was a hush. You know, you can't even imagine what was going through all those people's minds. They were confronting, as you were, what was happening in front of them. Yet no one took the leap. No one went beyond what was stopping them to actually do something. And I'm not saying even get in that man's, you know, face and yell and, you know, create drama. I'm not saying that's necessarily appropriate. But to do something that would intervene in the situation and take care of and stand up for that poor boy. You know, that was the opportunity which no one took advantage of. And I'll use this opportunity to interject here. You know, and it really does answer your question, because I saw this as an opportunity to empower all of us. And again, I'm going to stress, whatever age you are listening to this program, you know, I even say the older we are, the more resigned and cynical we become that we actually can make a difference. Because we've built a lot of evidence over the years of our lives that we can't. You know, there was a moment in time where we didn't make a difference, and then we told ourselves we can't. And then we built a lot of evidence over the years that that's really true. And that's what keeps us from actually intervening. All those people in that crowd have their own files of evidence for, well, I'm not the one to step in and do something. Somebody else will. Or whatever they said to themselves, they, you know, they don't relate to themselves as a potential hero.
I think too, Mike, sometimes things happen so quickly that it people don't know what to do in that moment.
Right, right. It does. It absolutely does. And it does take, you know, we're not good at this. Let's just be straight about it, okay? We're not good at this at all. We don't have the skills, and we don't think quick enough to take ourselves past those barriers. It's to the point where we're almost numb to the fact that we do it. I mean, I think my assertion is that you thought about it the way you did because you and I have been friends and you've known what I've been doing and you're familiar with this project and you have been for the last 2 or 3 years. So you probably thought about it in a distinct way because you are familiar with this message, and it's caused you to think in a different way than a lot of those other people in that crowd didn't have available to them. So that's why I've started this project. That's why I launched this campaign. So we bring this conversation into the national movement, so to speak, and we start having this with people. So I really appreciate you bringing this to your listeners again, you know, given the baby boomers that they are and the age that they are, they built that many years of evidence.
Absolutely. And once again, I'm here with Mike Dilbeck, the founder, president, and speaker of the Responsibility Project. Mike's website is raproject.org, and you can also pledge to be an everyday hero at theheropledge.org. And Mike, when we get back from our break, I want to really talk about bystander behavior and what stops us. I mean, like I said, sometimes you just don't know what to do, and I definitely want to touch on that. And when we get back, we'll cover all that. How's that sound, Mike?
That's awesome.
All right. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here on AM 560. We will be right back.
It feels just like yesterday. Dad was walking me down the aisle. Now, in his condition, he can barely walk at all. I was feeling overwhelmed and unprepared when we had to move him into our home. But thanks to Suburban Home Care, we now have an experienced caregiver to help our family with my father's needs.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit generationrenovation.com. Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call. ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E.
Enjoy an afternoon of fun while helping a truly patriotic cause. Don't miss the Made in America tour featuring patriotic country singer Ricky Lee at the beautiful Paramount Theater in Aurora on June 3rd with two big shows at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. The show is to benefit Honor Flight Chicago. They fly World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. for their Day of Honor. For more information on the charity, visit honorflightchicago.org. For tickets to the Made in America tour, call 630-896-6666.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I'm here with Mike Dilbeck, founder, president, and speaker of Responsibility Project. Mike's website is raproject.org. And Mike, let's talk about bystander behavior. What goes on here with the everyday person?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to acknowledge that bystander behavior is, you know, it's fairly a technical term. It's academic. It was a term coined or came up with back in 1964 when an incident happened in New York City to a woman named Kitty Genovese. And you can certainly Google that and get the whole story where she was stabbed and murdered and about 30 people looked on and didn't report it. So this started a whole movement in New York City, and then it spread across the country for, you know, ever since then, to where it really caused us to start looking at why is it that we as human beings don't intervene? What is it that gets in our psyche or, you know, gets in the way that actually what I call freezes us? I mean, we do have this experience. There's a moment in time where we want to do something because who we are and given who we are and the commitment that we have and the, you know, the leaders we want to be and the difference we all want to make, every single one of us, we have that. We have those kind of values. It does become a little odd, you know, if we allow ourselves to think about it in this respect and come at it from this perspective. It does seem a little odd that given who we are and the commitments that we have and the values that we carry with us, that there is that moment of time where we don't intervene. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, why would I not do that? That's just crazy, right? And it is like this alien comes down and takes us over, and we freeze. So we have this experience of being paralyzed, you know, and, you know, where we can't, you know, pick up our phone and call. Or we, you know, it's like we open our mouth and no sound comes out. Or, you know, we do have that experience of not being able. This is the way I say it. We have this experience that we can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
But if we tell this truth, it really is that we just don't. It's not that we can. We're fully able to. We just allow whatever that is. And I'll tell you the mystery of what that is, that alien. It's just a thought. It's as simple as a thought.
And then but fear comes up, like we'll use bullying because it's on the forefront. It's everywhere. I mean, because of social networking and what kids are going through. But also, you know, when one kid will do it, the other kid will do it. Or when one person will intervene, they'll all. I mean, is that a common?
Absolutely.
Huh?
It just takes one. But here's the thing. I want to touch on what you said about fear. Fear does not stop us. The thought that causes the fear is what stops us.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is a result of a thought that we have, something we say to ourselves. I'm going to get hurt here. I'm going to get embarrassed here. Or I may lose my job here. Or I'm putting myself in danger here. And I'm not saying anybody should put themselves in danger. You know, I always say this, be safe, be responsible, take care of yourself. There are other ways to intervene in some situations without putting your own life in danger. So I don't want to say, you know, I don't want people to go out and not do that. But, you know, there are fears, but they all come from something you tell yourself. And it typically happened from another time in your life where you, you know, got made fun of, or you got laughed at, or you tried to do something and nobody else would join in, or, you know, it didn't go that well and you didn't make the difference you wanted to make. So you made up, oh, I can't do this. So you have a fear of screwing up again, or getting embarrassed again, or embarrassing someone else, or some kind of retaliation. And that right there, while it's not happening to you right now, it just, you have the fear that it might, that's enough to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what will happen. You have no idea.
Well, so also, if I'm seeing it, someone else is seeing it. I mean, there.
Well, yes, let me tell you something about fear, too, that's also, I want to kind of supplement it with what everything I just said, which is another way to look at it, okay? Distinct, but similar, is whenever we have our attention on ourselves, and what could happen to ourselves? And again, I'm not saying be unsafe. I really want to stress that. But if we have the attention on ourselves and what could happen to us, like we could be embarrassed, or we could lose a friendship, or it could be an awkward moment, or whatever that might be that has everything to do with us, that is a fear we have about us. That's where the fear comes from. If we can start to transform our thoughts in our compassion, in our caring to be for the other person, that's when we will experience less fear, because it's not about us. It's all about taking care of the other person. So if all of us that are listening to this show will start to focus on how can I take care of I'll use the word victim, to whatever's happening in front of you, that's when I think we'll start to take more actions, because then it becomes less about us and more about them.
And that's where they step in and they take action and they become an everyday hero.
Yes, and we're not walking around saying we want to be a hero. I mean, because we have a very screwed up relationship in this society, in this culture, about heroism. While we love other people being heroes, and we get inspired by them, and we love news stories that talk about heroes, all that, you know, but when it comes to ourselves being heroes, we get a little wacky. Because we just like, oh, I'm not a hero. You know, even all of us will remember, I think, if you haven't heard the news, that Cory Booker, the mayor for Newark, New Jersey, literally saved his neighbor's life. He jumped into her home while it was on fire. This was just last week, earlier this week, and saved her life. And he himself, while the national conversation was referring to him as a hero, he literally said himself on CNN, I'm not a hero, I'm just a neighbor. So we hate, you know, it's like, oh, no, I'm not a hero. We get all confronted and screwy when people call us a hero. So that's okay. I mean, I do want to, you know, one of my intentions with this campaign is to debug the myth, rather, of heroism, really to where people start to embrace it and love it and own it and be inspired by the opportunity it is. And don't refer to it as narcissistic or egotistical, but like, look, I want to let you know what I did today. You know, I say, you know, just last night on my Facebook page, somebody posted a story where they are the only ones that intervened somebody having a seizure. And they sat there, they got the person's cell phone, they called their mother, and they got them help, and nobody else is doing it, and possibly saved this woman's life. You can go to the responsibility page on Facebook and read it. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. But, you know, in that moment, Liz, my friend, became that woman's hero.
Now, you have a book called The Responsibility Book, A Guide to Bystander Intervention, and it's also in DVD. What is in the book that will, you know, start to possibly cause a ripple effect here?
Well, the project published a book written by Dr. Alan Berkowitz, who is a renowned expert in bystander behavior. He's more the academic guy that supported me and partnered with me on this project, and he's the expert consultant. I published his book. It's a 99-page easy read that you can get for $13 on the website. And it covers, it really goes much more into what is bystander behavior. You know, how does it impact us all? And we really want to allow the impact in. We want to let each person that's listening to this, you want to allow yourself right now to really get the impact on you and on others of bystander behavior. Then it also goes into the different intervention techniques or skills, the different ways to intervene. Because a lot of times we relate to the only way to intervene is direct confrontation, like in the moment, immediate direct confrontation. Now, that is certainly appropriate in some situations, but it's not appropriate in others. Mm-hmm. In other situations, you want to let people sober up or things calm down, you know, cool off, you know, what have you. That would be the most effective way to intervene. And it could mean that you intervene later and have a conversation. So, you know, I'm not sure you realize what you did back then, but it was inappropriate or whatever you might want to say. But it wouldn't have been appropriate to say that in the moment because things were too heated or maybe somebody was drunk or, you know, whatever. So there's different ways. And I think we all need to educate ourselves more on the different ways to intervene, so that we don't get as confronted and stopped thinking, oh, the only way to intervene here is direct confrontation, and we don't know any other way, so we sell out and we don't do anything.
Yeah, that's
like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's another way, and I'm going to wait till later or whatever, or I want to take some time to gather some allies and talk to other people to see if they were as bothered by this person's behavior as I am. And then you got some, you know, force behind you. So that's all in the book.
Now, you have level 2 facilitators who are taking the Responsibility Project nationwide. How does somebody become certified to do this?
Well, the Responsibility Project, just to be honest with you, for the first 3 years, has been mainly targeted to the college market. It's mainly geared towards college students. So that's why I developed the Everyday Hero campaign, because it's now taking that basic message and now spreading it across the country. So a lot of the Responsibility Project, as far as the DVD you mentioned, that's really geared towards college students. The facilitators are trained to lead this conversation in a college environment. So I don't know that many of your listeners will be interested in that, but the best way to get involved is through the Everyday Hero campaign, because that is for the mass audience. That is for all of us, no matter what our ages are, the roles we play in life, you know, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, partners, you know, caregivers, you know, widows, whatever we are, then we have different things that show up in our lives that we want to intervene. And it literally, you know, there's things for some of us that happen every day, whether it's just littering. You know, I have a big pet peeve about littering.
Mike,
I don't intervene in every situation.
I could talk to you for the rest of the day. I am so inspired by the Responsibility Project. Once again, I'm with Mike Dilbeck. Thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
If you're looking to supplement your retirement plan, consider a reverse mortgage from MetLife Home Loans. Now, with reduced upfront costs, more people are including reverse mortgages as part of their retirement plans, and more financial planners are encouraging their clients to consider them. Call us today for a free DVD and information kit and learn how a reverse mortgage can be a smart option for you. Your kit will explain more about the benefits and costs. If you or any co-owners of your home are at least 62, a reverse mortgage can help provide the retirement you've worked hard for. So call MetLife Home Loans today. Call MetLife Home Loans today at 800-545-4815 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-545-4815. 800-545-4815. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is my Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, don't let your past steal your future. My next guest today has a very unique business called Living Stories. And everybody has a story, and everybody should have it known exactly what it is to pass on to future generations. I'd like to welcome Jeanette Quinn, owner of Living Stories. Welcome, Jeanette, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. Pleasure to be here.
You have a very unique business. It must be just as inspiring to meet with people and find out about their life and what they've done. So what exactly is Living Stories?
Well, it's a personal research and writing company that preserves lives by sharing them with future generations through a writing process.
And do you actually do the writing?
Yes.
You personally do. So you interview them and figure out what they want to write about. And how did you establish your business?
Well, I had 30 years of fundraising experience before starting my company and a college degree in journalism and English before that. So I've always had a passion for working with people and for telling stories. Usually in the past it's been about organizations. Now it's about families and actual lives. The other precipitating factor for me is that I lost my parents when I was 18 to cancer on the same day, 7 minutes apart. They were 55 and 60. And so right now I'm at the age between their two ages. I'm at the age of 57, and it's a particularly compelling time in my life to realize the value of writing things down for your loved ones.
Now, did you say that you lost both your parents within
seven minutes
to
cancer.
Of each other?
Yes.
How long were they married?
They were married for 25 years at that time.
Interesting. And that's when you realized, you know what, you wished you had a story to reflect back to? Is that exactly
right.
How it happened?
The older I've become, the more I've missed having their stories, their memories as part of my life to draw upon. And, of course, when you're 18 and when your folks are that young, you don't realize that one day they will be gone. You don't even think about it. But my business usually focuses on parents who are anywhere from 70 to 95 years old. And the people who hire me are generally their children to bring their stories to a piece of paper so that it can be handed on to their loved ones, their children.
That's so great. Now, when you sit down with somebody that wants to write their story, because people may want to write them even younger. I mean, you probably do have mm-hmm. that with customers where it may be anywhere after halfway through the journey, correct?
Right. Right.
Now, you sit down with somebody, and how do you figure out how long they want to, you know, how does this whole process work?
Well, we just establish on their own turf a very comfortable interview session, just the way you and I are talking, Sue. And I have a general guideline to follow of times of the life that are usually pivotal occasions, such as birth, where their family came from, their sibling situation, what they studied in school. There are certain pivotal subjects that you can discuss, but the interviews generally take the direction of the individual. What they are most comfortable with describing about their lives, those are the directions in which we go. And it becomes a very natural sharing of what is it they want to impart that is unique about their life and about their personal experience with it.
I bet you hear so many fascinating stories.
I do. In fact, I was just reflecting and getting ready for the interview that I've heard everything from a couple in their experience with adopting one of their three children, a woman I'm working with at the moment who broke a glass ceiling by being the first inside sales rep at a very major national steel company headquartered here in Chicago. I've worked with a World War II veteran who was in the ball turret of a B-24 bomber. And many, many interesting stories. And I think it's reflective of the fact that even though seniors sometimes think, well, I've lived my life, it's really not been that remarkable, there is something remarkable about every life.
Well, when they start to really talk about their past, things come up. Another thing that I would think would happen is that I even think of my own parents, and there's probably details I don't know, and there's still stuff that I'm learning about my parents when they were here or there as a child. So there's probably a lot of things that children say, I never knew that. Do you find that true?
Absolutely. One of my favorite lines of questioning when I'm working with couples is, how did you meet? How did you know he or she was the one? And how was the engagement set up? Who asked whom to get married? And it's not always, interestingly, the husband asking the wife, but sometimes it's even the wife who's asking to be married. But the romance line of their life is something that sometimes children don't take the time, and certainly grandchildren don't take the time to ask about, and it's really a very special part of most of our lives.
Well, they say that there's always a love story in every movie, so there must be a love story in every one of your living stories, correct?
That's absolutely right.
And do you take a long time to do this?
Generally, Sue, we work with individuals in a basis of from 1 to 10 interviews. So it's from 2 to 20 hours of interview time. And then between a 30 and 90-day period, the whole project is accomplished.
I'm sure it varies from person to person. Well, stay right here on Aging Info Radio, and you want to find out what families receive as a result of a Living Stories project. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
Listeners are discovering a way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 80 countries. No pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can literally earn money on your computer from your kitchen table 24/7, either full or part-time. time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHomeUSA.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
Enjoy an afternoon of fun while helping a truly patriotic cause. Don't miss the Made in America tour featuring patriotic country singer Ricky Lee at the beautiful Paramount Theater in Aurora on June 3rd with two big shows at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. The show is to benefit Honor Flight Chicago. They fly World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. for their Day of Honor. For more information on the charity, visit honorflightchicago.org. For tickets to the Made in America tour, call 630-896-6666.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
If you have any type of physical pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, back pain, sciatica, migraines, go to aginginforadio.com, click on the sponsors tab, and go to Illinois Spinal Care and look at my before and after x-rays of my structural rebuilding program I just completed with Dr. Redinger at the Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. His number is 630-617-6790, and I am absolutely amazed at what happened with this program and how great I feel. Well, I'm here with Jeanette Quinn, owner of Living Stories, and we're talking about why it is what families actually receive as a result of a Living Stories project, and that's exactly what Jan does. What do they receive, Jan?
Well, the outcome of my work with clients is a 20 to 40 page narrative document that is illustrated. We derive some of the illustrations right from them, from their family memories, and we research things by the internet and collect illustrations of other parts of their lives, such as geography or the field in which they worked. We can establish some statistics in that kind of way. They also receive an audio file with all of our interviews on it, which is nice because while the narrative is more polished and deleting of some of the ums and ahs and little anecdotes, the audio files contain everything that their loved one has shared. So it's almost like listening to a personal conversation.
And do you find they also want videos?
Sometimes they will, and my company will subcontract those to work with others on the video. Normally, though, even video producers need a story. Then that's where I specialize, in getting the actual story that becomes the video.
Now, I would think that people would think, oh, I'd love to tell my story, but there's so much work involved in this. How does someone prepare to actually tell their life story? What do you recommend?
Well, I recommend first and foremost that they relax and they realize that by working with someone like me, there's no reason for them to stress about it or to feel that there's going to be any writing on their part necessary. At the same time, if they have written things in the past, we ask for those to be brought to the table so that we can pick up where they left off, or we can assemble some of the important things that they've already documented into their larger story. They also should choose some favorite pictures or some favorite moments that they want to commemorate. Perhaps it's their wedding invitation, or it's in some cases it's a mass card from someone who's passed away that was maybe their parents. Something that has sentimental value can certainly be incorporated into it as well. But the basic thing is for them to relax and begin to share pieces of their life that they would like documented, and of course that they would have the ability to edit out should they later see it in print and prefer it not be.
That's quite a thorough life story. You said 20 to 40 pages, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of work. I mean, you probably get to know the person very well.
I do, and I think it's interesting when families will say, as you pointed out before, Sue, that, gee, you brought up things in that story that I didn't even know about Mom or Dad or Aunt Tilly. And it is quite amazing, the rapport that you can develop and that the subject develops with a perfect stranger coming in over time. Just by listening, mm-hmm. We can do so much for people.
Yeah, I'm here with Jan Quinn, owner of Living Stories, writing for life one story at a time, and her website is livingstories.us. And I have a quick question here. Jan, can people work with you by telephone?
Well, As a professional, I always prefer some face-to-face conversation. I have worked with clients out of state, but generally I have managed at least one interview face-to-face. That way we establish a personal connection, we can shake hands, we can hug each other at the end of the first meeting so that there is a bond where going forward when we're on the telephone, it's not a scary process. But I think with the age of technology and we're moving more and more into Skype kinds of situations, it really isn't a problem to work long distance on projects like these.
And why do you think is what is the most important reason a family? What, and I also want my listeners to keep in mind, you've got Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner. You can go to livingstories.us and think about doing this as a gift. That would be a great gift. Have you found people, the children, buy it for their parents or grandparents as gifts?
Absolutely. There's a point in time for birthdays, for anniversaries, Mother's Day, Father's Day, retirements. Sometimes a couple will want to do a story together in commemoration of one of their retirements. There are all kinds of times at which this kind of work is important. And I want to mention also some of the sadder times. I'm beginning to work with patients with early stages of dementia. And also I work as a volunteer and do some writing for hospice patients. Sometimes we think it's too late when it really isn't. There's still our memories that can be derived and captured at the later times of life.
So I would think the most important reason that they should hire livingstories.us is because of the way that you set this up and you actually make it a lot easier than it, because people could come from being overwhelmed with the thought. You find that true?
That's absolutely true. And this process is so easy that once people are into it, they're perfectly comfortable, and they very rarely will edit anything out that they say because we have a way of pulling out only the positives. And if there are negatives in life, of course we deal with those. And all the time there are stories that help them to realize it actually was a cloud with a silver lining.
Interesting. I bet you have a lot of interesting stories. Or you've heard a few, at least a few, right?
Absolutely, Sue.
Once again, I'm here with Jan Quinn with livingstories.us. Don't go away. We are going to get a good story out of Lynn today. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Retailing and healthcare is now possible with a free TheraFit e-store. With a company-branded website, you can now extend a level of care you offer your patients with instant access to the products you recommend for their ongoing health and wellness needs. A TheraFit e-store is fully e-commerce enabled with access to thousands of products selected just for healthcare businesses and consumers. You can learn how to capture a powerful new revenue stream for your company by visiting TheraFit.com today.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E. Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit GenerationRenovation.com.
As my mother's caregiver, I was sure I could handle all of her needs. I soon realized, with balancing my own life and career, I couldn't do it alone. Then I found Suburban Home Care. After my first phone call, I knew I had made the right decision. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
I'm here with Jan Quinn with livingstories.us. And Jan, I would love for you to tell us a quick story here. What is one of the most memorable moments?
Well, that's not difficult at all. There's a Dorothy I worked with early on in my business who was 92 at the time of writing her story. She was amazingly sharp, remembered salaries and addresses of her first employers, remembered all of her addresses growing up, had lived 40 years as a widow, and was just a little bit disturbed about her body and how it wasn't quite cooperating in all the ways that she had wished it would be at the age of 92. Ironically, the year after we completed her story, I sent a Christmas card to her son, who had retained me for the job. And he said that his mother had died in October, but that her living story was alongside her casket at the funeral, and that they were so impressed, as were many people who came to the funeral, that Dorothy had taken the time to write about her story, and they were so very grateful they did it before it was too late.
Oh, that's so great. And once again, you can contact Jan's phone number is 630-480-0648. And don't forget to click on Aging Info Radio for the Honor Flight Chicago Made in America tour. This event will sell out. It is Sunday, June 3rd. There's two shows. And you can get your tickets by calling the Paramount Theater in Aurora at 630-896-6666 or go to RickyLeeMusic.com. This event will support taking 200 World War II veterans to D.C. for their Day of Honor. If you want to find out more exactly about the flight, you can go to honorflightchicago.org. And if you know of a World War II veteran out there that has not had this experience, move it forward. You can get the application on their website as well. And Generation Renovation for your aging in place or disabled needs. They'll help you evaluate, design, and renovate your home. They also offer veteran military discounts. Call 224-795-8310. And if you haven't realized by now, I love dogs, and Daisy May is not with me today. But my pooch of the week is a puppy named Belle. She's only 3 months old, a female poodle who will bring you tons of joy. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And, of course, the beautiful Belle is waiting with her paws crossed. And my guest today, remember, if you want to learn more about bystander behavior, definitely go to Mike Dilbeck, founder, president, and speaker of Responsibility Project. His website is raproject.org. Learn about this. And, of course, Jan Quinn, owner of Living Stories. Her website is livingstories.us. I loved her. I loved your last story, Jan. That was so great. I would also like to thank my listeners, my sponsors. Please do go to aginginforadio.com and check out my sponsors. Debbie, my amazing technical programmer who is behind the glass over there, always smiling at me. I'd also like to thank AM560 WIND. Stay right here. The Retirement Solution Show is coming up next. I'm Sue Zawacki, your host, and we'll be back next Saturday morning. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Suburban Home Care has been proud to bring you Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560 WIND.